said till I tell you of said a man's life, how his love for the high seas it cost him his wife. When I've told you my story, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not but pure folly when a man goes to sea. I was a young lad of 20, I was courting a lass, full of innocent beauty with style and with class. But the ships in the harbor, they beckoned, it seemed. I was lured by the trade winds to find fiddlers green. And when first I went sailing, how the young girl did cry, but the lure of the trade winds could not be denied. Though she vowed to be faithful, as my ship sailed away, she would marry another 1 year from that day. Yo, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. I've sailed many oceans since I left Boston town, and my hair has turned silver that was once chestnut brown. From London to Bombay, points in between, I was always in search of that fiddler's green. To you young lads now courting pretty maidens so fair, should you hear those trade winds, let me warn you, beware. Go marry your young girl, raise your corn and your beans, don't waste your young manhood on fiddler's green. Yo, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. Yo, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. It's a sad tale I'll tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for the high seas had cost him his wife. Thank you very much. I'm just going to do one more, and I believe we'll have a jam. I'm going to do another one of my favorite songs. This is written by Ola Bell. And I mentioned yesterday that I got to meet her one time, and she was real nice and very supportive and very inspiring, of course, on stage, in person. And years after that, I was with a band called Hot Rise, and we recorded one of her songs called High on a Mountain. But in my ignorance and my own sort of ignorant way, I had sort of rewrote the song without realizing it. I turned it into High on a Mountain Top, and then I realized after we recorded, every record I've ever made, I always realize I've done something completely wrong. And that was one of them. And Kathy Fink gave her a copy of our record of the song, and she said, well, they did it the way they do it, and that's great. And that kind of really made me feel good. And then this song, I've been a fan of this song for years. Somebody had give me a tape of her singing the song at the Kennedy Center, where they had given her the award for the National Heritage Fellowship. Studs Terkel introduces her, and she sang it. I'm pretty sure she sang it on that tape. She sang "Born in the Mountains" she sang "Born in the Mountains" many years ago, and I thought those were the words of the song. And of course, that's the way she sang it that night, because she wrote it. When she was 50, she wrote it, Born in the Mountains, 50 years ago. And so I recorded it as Born in the Mountains many years ago, put it out on a record, and my friend called me up the next day after they got the record. He said, What, are you afraid to say you're 50? You're singing the wrong, you're singing the wrong words for that. How come you did that? I said, what? But I sent that along too to the family, and I hope it's okay. And it's the end of this one. And just say that Ola Bell's music will last. She's no longer here, but her music will last, and her family's seen to that, and you're doing it too. So thanks very much.